You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
Johnny Gordon. Oh, Johnny Gordon.
WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dom Lee is our producer, and we're continuing our visit here with Tom and Christy Manis. 6 minutes past the hour. It's going to be gorgeous all day long. Beautiful sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. So,
you know, I just
you're
going to
be here all day. You're going to take some pictures, right?
We are.
Right. Yeah. For your next book?
Right. We turned our manuscript in Tuesday of Lost Treasures of Wisconsin, which is about things that aren't here anymore, but we all remember.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some photos we need to get.
And then you're going to join us tonight as we fill in for Pete Schwabe on Nightlight. That's at 6 this evening.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
You'll come right back to this studio. We'll see you then.
Almost everybody in this town has at least lived in a bar or two. Any bars or anything like that in Lost Madison or whatever it is in your next book?
Lost Treasures of Wisconsin.
Lost Treasures of Wisconsin.
Treasures
the whole
of Wisconsin.
State. But it is Madison heavy since, you know, Christmas for Madison.
Okay.
She has tons of memories. So.
Okay.
So that's kind of where you know, a lot of people hung out there, and we've lost a lot of them. We actually featured a whole bunch of them here on the show a few days ago when the Church Key said they were going to close down, then changed their mind after the outpouring of angry people here in Madison who have, you know, passed through there and had some fun there. So
well, there's a lot of them. I'm amazed at the music history from Madison when we were writing this next book.
Yes.
You know, the headliners, the people that played at these places.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, Hendrix played here. And
I know.
You know,
U2 before they were big.
Oh, yeah.
They were in here. And,
I mean, the list is huge, actually.
I was growing up in the 80s, and I remember with the drinking age being 18, we were able, even if we weren't 18, we could get in all these clubs. And it's really made me think of who did I see back in that time.
Right. Yeah.
Because they weren't popular. We have a bar that's kind of interesting.
Oh, really?
It's up in Spooner. And go ahead. And
So when JFK was touring, touring.
Touring.
You know, have
he's campaigning for president.
Yeah.
Right.
He's touring for president.
Yeah. 1960.
He was campaigning. He stopped at a bar in Spooner, which is now called Big Dick's Buckhorn Inn. And, you know, of course, it has a neon sign, so that drew our attention. But you can, how can I say this other than you can pee where JFK peed?
Oh, yes.
And nothing has changed.
Yeah.
It's nothing has changed since 1961.
Wow. This is
it
in
looks
Spooner.
The same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the bathroom is, I mean, and it's I don't need, it might have been cleaned since then.
I would think. But now,
maybe.
Is there a plaque there?
There is.
Of course. Right.
There's a plaque.
On the door.
Yes.
On the door. And
that is so Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He took a break from campaigning, went in, took care of business, and someone bought him a beer, and they have a little case that has memorabilia, including the glass that he used, that he drank out of.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Newspaper articles stuck on the walls. And,
wow.
And it's a dive bar. I mean, it's a serious dive bar, but it's an experience because I literally don't think it's changed. And, you know, and when you're taking care of business, you're like, wow, he probably stood here on the same tile.
I mean, it's worth a drive to Spooner just to do that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Wow.
That's something.
That's truly amazing.
Very cool.
You know, I was just noticing, you know, how you laid out the book, Historic Wisconsin Roadside.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is you have towns and cities listed. And then in each section, you list the places that you went that you were interested in, and it's a where to go list of places in these towns. This would be a great book if you're just doing staycations in Wisconsin. You just pick this up, pick a city, and then go to each one of these places that you've selected here and probably talked about.
Well, that's why we did it. We wanted to take, you know, the drama and the fear out of getting out and going.
Yeah.
We did it for you. You just have to look at the book and say, oh, well, let's stop here. And let's stop here.
You don't have to do them all. You can do them all, but you can pick and choose. And they lean toward what we love. I mean, because we handpicked every single one. There's over 1,200 locations. And we handpicked every one because it has a tie to history. Yeah. And also, you know, we love pop culture, so it leans heavy into pop culture and neon sign and the road trip era. Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure that it's going to be around for a little while because so many places pop up and they close within a year. And we wanted the book to last. We want people to do things.
Yeah. So you have two books, really. Secret Wisconsin,
yes.
Right?
Right. Yes.
And the other one, Historic Wisconsin Roadsides.
Yep.
Right.
Looking in here, you've got Otis Redding's Last Flight here in Madison, the plaque that's
now that's an interesting
story. At the Monona Terrace. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got a story on that.
I kind of do. Supposedly, he traveled with a suitcase full of money.
Because he didn't really believe in banks.
Right. And his wife showed up after he died and was more concerned about where that suitcase was.
Wow. Real. No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
In all the research we've done, nobody ever figured out where it went. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And also, he was, you know, obviously he didn't show up to the concert.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, the Grim Reapers were opening for him that night.
Isn't that something?
Which was Cheap Trick eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I think it'd be neat to go back in time and see all these things that have happened.
No kidding. Well, you got two great books here, and your website is smalltownplussize.com. Is
right.
That right.
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 Any other way for people to get to find you?
Oh, definitely.
These books are available on Amazon and everywhere else.
They are. Yeah. And they're also from our publisher, Reedy Press.
Okay.
And I think they do free shipping. So that's always a bonus.
And down here in town, on State Street, Little Luxuries. And also Lakeside Books. Okay. A couple in town right here for sure. But you can really get it anywhere. I mean, big bookstores, but we always want you to check out your independent bookstore first.
Yeah.
Because they are tied to our local community.
Definitely.
Good deal. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again tonight, right here, same place, same studio, for Nightlight. As we fill in for Pete Schwab, Tom and Christy Maness, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll talk to you again this evening. All right.
Okay.
Very good. Hey, it's time for us to give away a couple of tickets to Brewers. Get your dialing fingers ready here. The number is 608-879-8255, but only call us if you can go to this game, which is coming up on Thursday, September 4th. So that's a week from this Thursday against the Phillies. Two club-level seats to Brewers. You can call us right now, 608-879-8255. If you want to go to that game, that's 608-879-8255. We will take your calls here in just a moment. Again, that's the Thursday, September 4th game against the Philadelphia Phillies, Brewers, and the Phillies at American Family Field. Call us if you'd like those tickets, 608-879-8255. It's sponsored by Downdrin's Distilling. Of course, we're going to have our big listener appreciation party coming up on September 6th, right? I believe that's right. Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, Are you
shuffling
sure?
through the papers. Okay. Yes, September 6th. Okay. So we'll take the first call there. Dom, go right to the phones. Let's get our winner right here, right now. And let's see who we've got on the line. Good morning. Who's here? Who's there? Hello?
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 Hi, you're on with John and Gordy. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Our phone's not working.
The phone's not working.
I think the phone's out.
You think the phone is out?
I don't think.
Hello, listener. Can you hear me on your phone?
I'll tell you what. Why don't we just? Why don't you take the calls?
All right, you take the call.
We can't.
And we'll continue.
Troubleshoot this right now. On there. I want to get to the stories. We had a lot of stories, man.
Okay.
Oh, okay. How about this? 744,300 job cuts were announced by companies in the first half of this year.
Mm-hmm.
744,000 job cuts.
Are you kidding me?
The highest layoffs since the pandemic. Now that's, wow. You know, a lot of people were off during the pandemic. So,
right.
Wow.
That's
and Doge. Crazy. Doge cut 287,000 jobs. Add to that, Microsoft announced 9,000 cuts to jobs. Eastern and Southeastern states saw layoffs of 220% compared to last year.
Wow.
And get this, and after all of what I've just mentioned here, despite all of that, unemployment is still at a low 4.2%. How is it?
You know, that's
I am just...
Those numbers don't add up.
No, it doesn't add up at all. I can't believe this. Inflation. And not only that, but we have tariffs in place.
Uh-huh.
And and prices have not gone through the roof yet. And not only
well,
that...
they've edged up.
Now, but, you would think, they've edged up, and there are some very expensive items out there that are affected by tariffs. But here's the thing. It hasn't really taken off. You know, we haven't seen inflation take off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I am stumped by that. First of all, we got the tariffs to make that leap
right.
to become more expensive. But then... where the companies, you know, they jumped on the bandwagon of greedflation when they had a chance to do it. They have a chance to do it now, but no one is doing anything. They're not doing it. They're not raising prices or downsizing the boxes of a product that they're putting out. I don't understand. I mean, everything is there. Everything is ripe for these people to make a lot of money and raise the prices and increase inflation. But it ain't happening.
Mm.
And I'm a little
suspicious.
I'm stumped by this. I don't get it. I'm glad. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad that you know, this is happening. But all right, let's get to something so surreal and so ridiculous. It's just hard to believe.
Okay.
NASA's acting administrator Sean Duffy, I can't believe I'm even saying that.
I know.
Says the agency will step back from climate science to focus on space exploration, raising concerns about gaps in climate monitoring and weather forecasts. Duffy posted this under my leadership, which is just mind-boggling. We'll restore NASA's primary mission as space exploration. We're getting rid of the discriminatory DEI in NASA and the nonsense of climate change, Duffy said. Now,
okay.
Now here's the thing. How much space exploration are we really doing at this point? How busy
Not
are we
going
to be with space exploration? We don't have the ships going out to Mars at the end of the universe.
No.
We don't have the spaceships.
Not exploring.
It's all science fiction. It's a movie. You might want to go to the theaters and experience space exploration, but you ain't going to get it here on Earth because we don't have the technology yet. Oh, my God. Anyway, you know, NASA's always said that they are there to understand and protect the home planet.
Mm-hmm.
But not according to Duffy. He's not even familiar with it. Let's hear cut 187. This is Sean Duffy, okay? 187.
All right. Let's listen.
We explore space. And so we're going to go to the moon. We're going to go to Mars. We're going to look at what do we do with our next low Earth orbit space station, right? Because the International Space Station has another several years of life before it comes down. That's important to us. But all the climate science and all of the other priorities that the last administration had at NASA, we're going to move aside, and all of the science that we do is going to be directed towards exploration, which is the mission of NASA. That's why we have NASA is to explore, not to do all of these earth sciences.
Yeah, the mission was to understand and protect the home planet.
Mm.
Yes. I don't know.
All right.
They had more of a mission.
We will continue with John and Gordy on WMDX, and
my mind is blown.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah, on WNDX, 92.7 on your radio dial. Check us out on the Civic Media app, too. Text us and give us a call or voice notice as well. We've got something going on here. What is this?
7:23. We've got our first brewer ticket winner of the week. And let's go to the phones right now. Troy, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Doing well. Hey, you're going to the Brewer game September 4th.
Yeah.
On us, okay?
Awesome. I can't wait.
All right. Now, stay on the line here. We got to get all the information we need to get from you, but all right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you calling
that's
in.
Great.
We'll have tickets.
Have a great day.
Yep. All right. You too. Hang on now. So we're going to be giving away tickets every day this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Brewers and Phillies. That is coming up September 4th. Thanks to our special giveaway sponsor, Downdrin's Distilling, for sponsoring this giveaway. Their local Madison distillery, crafting up affordable but bar-worthy spirits from their fantastic coffee liqueur to spicy pepper vodka, all kinds of great things. Downdrin's Distilling. In Cottage Grove.
All right, let's check out what's going on in the weather with Brittany Merlot. Brittany, what do you got for us?
Brittany, good morning.
And did you like that crisp, cool feel?
I loved it so much yesterday. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really
Yay.
Was. Yes.
I know. I was out there. I was hiking. It felt like fall, you know, windows open in the house,
yes.
fresh breeze.
Yep.
Feels like the first time I did that all summer long. How about you?
Same here. I think we've been breathing the same house air for like, you know, 3 months.
Yeah.
Seriously. So finally, Seriously. Yes.
And we've got a beautiful day going beautiful. Today, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Sure do. Yeah. Bright, beautiful, sunny skies. Temperatures right now sitting about 50 degrees or so. Today's high is 67. So still about 10 degrees below average. Breezy still today. Those winds will start to calm down tomorrow. We'll still sit about 70 degrees tomorrow.
Nice.
Then we get a little boost up slightly. Mid-70s on Wednesday. Rain rolls in at night.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it could be damp on Thursday, which cools us down to about 70 or so again. So Thursday, Friday, dropping a little cooler. Clouds clear again for the weekend, and we start to warm things up as we cruise into the weekend. And, I mean, we'll be at 80 degrees again by next week.
Oh, so. Cool. Cool.
Yes.
We still have time to go out and buy some more brats and grill out.
Right.
Right.
It's
right.
Gonna be.
I know. It's so weird. You guys are in short sleeves still, and I'm in long sleeves up here up north.
Well, it's warm in the studio, but, you know, we wore a flannel shirt.
Right.
That's it. Into work, and it was just perfect. Really, really nice outside. Even though it's kind of cool, you know, the temperature, but it felt warm. It's perfect out there. I can't,
it's amazing.
After this summer, anything is better than what we've had, okay?
Agreed. Agreed.
All right.
Brittany, thank you so much.
You're welcome,
we'll
guys.
Talk
All right.
to you tomorrow. That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist. Okay.
Why don't we get to something that I thought was rather interesting? This is great news for Desi Leidick. She's a host on The Daily Show.
Yeah, what's
and
going on
does,
with her?
She does a thing called Fox Splains. And her success with Fox Splains is unbelievable. I mean, she gets about 2 million views on YouTube.
Really?
On Fox Splains. Plus, she's up for 2 Emmys for the project itself.
My gosh.
So that's how popular Fox Splains is by Desi Leidick. Now, who knew this? Seth Meyers has Corrections. Jimmy Kimmel has The Rabbit Hole. And The Tonight Show has During Commercial Break. Every one of them has something like Fox Splains. I did not know that.
They
anyway,
all got something going on the side.
Why don't we listen to Desi Leidick, Fox Splains, in this particular episode. Let's check it out.
All right.
Finally, Donald Trump is going to release the Epstein files. He is the only president with the courage to... Hello? President said what? It's like I've always said, enough with the Epstein files, all right? Just move on already. I've been watching Fox News for 253 hours straight, and I'm ready to Fox-splain why the Epstein files are a massive scandal that MAGA patriots everywhere must stand up and stop being interested in. I know what you're thinking. A secretive billionaire's private sex island sounds kind of intriguing. Wrong.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years.
This is old news, and not in the fun Benghazi sort of way. Biden tripped on the stairs as recently as 2 years ago. And what about this salacious scandal?
The auto ban, which is, by the way, I think the biggest scandal. That's the scandal they should be talking about.
Trump is right. The auto ban is way more serious than Jeffrey Epstein.
This could be the biggest presidential scandal of modern American history.
An auto ban? What? How do we know we can even trust these Epstein files?
These files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden,
This nothing burger that you shouldn't be talking about was all concocted by Obama, Biden, Malala. I think the Queer Eye guys even wrote a chapter.
It's pretty boring stuff. It's sordid, but it's boring.
Totally sordid, but boring. Obscene, but mundane. Scandalous and a total snooze fest. Like White Lotus season 3. It's simple, folks. This has every element of a perfect conspiracy theory. And starting now, I do not care about it. Starting now. See? I totally couldn't care less. I don't care.
See?
I don't care. Yeah. Shut up, Devin! I just want to know who's on the list! Just show me who's on the list! Who's on the list, bitch? The files were on Pam Bondi's desk. And that is fine. Look, the bottom line is, it's over. And as of now, I'm done talking about Jeffrey Epstein.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being.
It is, in fact, time to move on. They have closed the case.
I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government.
The government is our closest friend, much like Jeffrey Epstein's closest friend. Listen, when someone says case closed, you can't talk about it anymore. It's like calling shotgun. It is sacred. And that is why... As of now, I am forever done talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Forever. Done.
Maybe.
Well, what about...
Maybe.
That's Desi Leidick from The Daily Show. Great stuff.
Funny.
Foxplaining.
Mm-hmm. After we check in on the Midwest Food and Farm Report, we'll talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
WMBX, it's John and Gordy in the morning, and it is a fantastic day out there right now.
Yeah, beautiful sunshine all across the area. Downtown State Street looking bright and sunny. We'll see sunshine through the day. Highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 52 degrees. Time for us to welcome into the show former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Paul, are you there?
Hello, Paul.
Stand by for
Stand by.
Paul Soglin.
Let me call him back.
Still having no problems with the
I think
phones.
You might have
left. All right. Well, give him another call
all
here.
Right. Yeah.
In the meantime.
Give you a chance to.
We will have.
Call him back. Yeah. I just want to remind everybody we'll be on tonight. Fill in for Pete Schwabe. And we've got a whole list of guests and, man, a lot of topics that we usually try to slide in here on the program.
Yeah.
Trump always wedges everything out, but we have technology and we have software and we have Hollywood news and movie news.
We're also going to be talking to Todd Alba.
Todd's going to be in tonight.
He's going to be talking about the Brewers and the day for Bob Uecker over the weekend. That was really something.
That's right.
Salute to Uecker at AmFam. Do we have Paul yet? We got him, huh? All right. Let's go ahead. Good morning, Paul Soglin. Are you there? Good morning.
We're there.
Hey. All right. There we got you.
Excellent.
Sorry about that.
So last time we were on, I made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Would you like to make a correction?
We're talking about the band that Steve Miller and Boss Skaggs and Ben Sidran played in.
Yes.
Before those other, they all went national. And I said it was the Imitations. The Imitations was a band that played around campus, a lot of great blues. And that was later in the 60s. The band that we should have named, or I should have identified, was the Fabulous Ardells. So we got to set the record straight.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fabulous Ardells. That I can see why that didn't take off exactly.
But they played a lot, I'm sure, with Steve Miller, Boss Skaggs, and Ben Sidran in the band.
Yeah.
Or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I still like...
They've all made it big.
I really love the first Steve Miller band.
Yeah, I know. The early stuff.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brave New World.
Oh, I know.
Just fantastic.
Excellent.
Stuff.
Yeah. My Children's Children's Children.
Yeah,
I think was another one. Yeah. Good stuff.
Here, I got a question for you because, you know, we've been kind of following what's going on in D.C., Trump's takeover of D.C., and now the big threat of taking over Chicago, Paul. I wonder, because you've been mayor, you probably know what each and every city can do to prevent something like this from happening. Please tell me there is a way to prevent this from happening.
Well, the first thing... Mm-hmm. I'd start out with, and I don't know why this hasn't been raised, is nationally, except for the FBI, law enforcement is to be left to the locals. Yeah. And this is something that both conservatives and liberals, progressives have, you know, maintained in this country for years, that there was no national police force coming from the federal government. And I haven't done the research on case law or anything, but that's certainly one thing that I'd hope an organization like the U.S. Conference of Mayors or the National League of Cities would start working on in collaboration with municipalities like Chicago, Los Angeles. The other thing that I'd do is I would, in effect, station my own police officers in places that and take up the space that Trump intends to send in these troops.
Yeah.
And basically make them stand down.
Yep. Well, I don't know if you heard this, but the Trump administration and D.C. officials have reached a settlement halting the DEA director, Terry Cole, from taking immediate control of the Metropolitan Police Department there. So
D.C. is always going to be a separate and distinct situation.
So it's unique.
You know,
yeah.
Because of the statutory authority that the federal government has in terms of controlling D.C. But and the interesting thing is, you know, the founding fathers, when they established the District of Columbia, did so that where the U.S. Capitol was located, that it would be politically independent. Mm-hmm. There's like the great irony of what's happening now.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's been taken over by Trump. You know, we should just make it a state.
Why didn't that happen?
The only reason they don't want to make it a state is because they don't want two senators to be added to the Senate, Democratic senators.
Yeah, that's it.
Just for political purposes. And they shouldn't be able to get away with that. It's just for political purposes. Instead of representation, they're doing it just for politics.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I just recently read that D.C.'s population is greater than both Wyoming and Vermont.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. That's a lot of people not being counted.
Let's get back to Chicago for a minute, because it sounds like there's some stories out there that the Pentagon has been helping to plan this takeover of Chicago, or to bring in the troops, for maybe several weeks. And, you know, why Chicago? Is that because of Governor J.B. Pritzker possibly being a presidential candidate, or is it just that Trump wants to go in there and show he's a tough guy and start going through the streets and rounding up people?
Yeah, his point is to take over liberal cities.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point, is he wants a poster child for a Democratic city in a Democratic state that he can use to build political sympathy elsewhere. He's not going to pick up political sympathy and support in Chicago or in the state of Illinois. So, my guess is that's why he's picked Chicago. Again, you know, if you look at the data in terms of crime, just as the situation is in D.C., Chicago significantly improved.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing is, now they're touting the fact that crime is way down, you know, with the Humvees and the soldiers and, you know, the National Guard and the police force. All of those things have really kept crime way down. How nice it is to see all of these law enforcement agents out there. Business is way down now in D.C., I understand.
Well, tourism's way down.
Yeah, no one's walking around the monuments anymore.
Yeah, and that's the challenge.
Yeah.
Do you want to make that kind of a commitment permanent? Where are you going to get the money to maintain that number of law enforcement on the streets at any given time? Plus, you combine that with the potential problem, which is going to happen.
Yeah.
Namely, if you don't have properly trained officers, something's going to go wrong. It's just a question of time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So turning to local politics here in Wisconsin, how do you think this governor's race is shaping up? Who else is getting ready to throw their hat in the ring?
That's, you know, I am so far out of it these days in terms of the inside game.
Yeah.
You know, I would think that Josh Call, well, the Attorney General, all right, we got the Secretary of State, we got the Lieutenant Governor.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know the players on the
Republican side.
Republican side, exactly.
Yeah.
So those all offer up a challenge. My big concern about this is how are they going to launch a campaign that gets them through a primary, and at least on the Democratic side, which is where I land, obviously, is get them through the general election. And here's what I think is the challenge. To get through the primary, I believe most of these candidates are going to run on an anti-Trump platform and how they're going to protect us from Trump's follies, his stupidity, his danger.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do it in just the way I described it. Because I don't think an anti-Trump campaign is going to win the general election. Not when the key swing voters are the people who move back and forth between the Republican and the Democratic column. And in the last election here in the state, the presidential election, there's that key 5-7%.
Mm-hmm.
They voted for Trump.
Yeah.
They didn't vote for Harris. And so that's going to be the big challenge.
Well, you know, we got to figure in healthcare too, because at the end of the year, the ACA, Obamacare, is going to lose some of the subsidies that were put in place during COVID. And a lot of people's premiums are going to go right through the roof. And there'll be a lot of people who are going to be very angry at the tax cuts that Trump put in place and allowed something like this to happen. Even though they've delayed the Medicaid cuts till after the next election, so it doesn't impact a lot of people. But people,
and I think what you've the way you've described it is the way it has to be approached.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm not here to bash Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm here to do is to protect your health care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm the candidate who's going to protect your health care, and then describe it in those terms and juxtapose it as to what the impact is and will be of the Trump assault on our, again, don't describe it the way I am, but describe it as how you would positively fix this problem. And the same thing is true in terms of agricultural policy. Between the tariffs and the ICE raids, those are real dangers to Wisconsin agriculture. And to a considerable part of our state's population that voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I know, I've been trying to get the Democrats to pick up the mantle of health care for all. I wish they would do it so at least, we're ahead of the game here instead of waiting to react to the health care premium increases. See, that's the problem. We should be out there on the offense instead of playing defense all the time.
I just saw a chart comparing life expectancy going back 50 years ago and to the present time. Mm-hmm. And where 50 years ago, the U.S. had one of the 10 best ratings in terms of life expectancy, I don't think we're even in the top 50 anymore, 25.
That's scary stuff.
I'm pretty sure we aren't.
Paul, we got to leave it there.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Next month.
All right.
Take care, guys.
All right.
That's former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, 7:48. Back to wrap things up in just a moment on John and Gordy.
Little Bob Uecker.
Oh, yeah. Coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right. WMDX is John and Gordy, and we've got a little story here on Bob Uecker, because yesterday the Brewers celebrated and dedicated that day to Bob Uecker.
Yeah, they had big ceremonies, and they had Bob Costas was there talking to Robin Yount, and some of the other Brewer faithful were there. It was quite a day remembering Bob Uecker.
Yeah. Yeah. And my mega friend in Milwaukee is a hairstylist, and he used to cut the hair of the Brewers way back in Yount's day.
Really?
Yeah.
I noticed Robin Yount's let it grow out a little bit.
Yeah, he always was a little hairy, wasn't he?
Well, now he's a lot hairier.
Yeah, a lot hairier.
Yeah.
Well, here, the Brewers released this post on X. I thought I'd play it for everybody here. Let's listen.
All right.
Sends one to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Yelich!
To me, Bob Uecker just symbolizes the joy of summer.
Sitting on our front porch and bringing out the little transistor radio and dialing up the old AM station.
83 beautiful degrees at game time tonight. Here it is. Strike called and we are underway.
Cooking out, brought some hamburgers with family and friends, just always on in the background, and became a familiar part of the family.
Swing of the liner, base hit, come off, and there it is!
Summer's out fishing, and there's my dad, and there's Bob on the radio calling the game.
Hey, struck him out! Swing.
His little side stories that he would go on, that's where the magic was.
If you didn't enjoy baseball, then you didn't like sliced bread either. Brewers head for Arizona on their up-and-coming trip. Out there, you can hold a hot dog out your car window and cook it. Can't hit a curveball with four baseball bats and a tennis racket, too.
All you got to do is turn the dial, and Uecker was always there. Through the radio, I felt like I was literally there. Feel the emotion, the passion, excitement in the call.
We're going to smash up the middle. Base hit to center. Here comes Gomez. A throw, and the Brewers win. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being Brewer fans, and we'll get together again.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
A little Brewer tribute there. And a couple of nights ago at Wrigley Field, they also had a tribute to Bob Uecker as
well. Yeah, they had him singing the seventh inning stretch song there at Wrigley.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. If you ever want to go down the rabbit hole with Bob Uecker, just go to YouTube and go, to the
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson and Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
a regular guest. He loved him.
Yeah. Carson was a big fan, and I think he had him on the Tonight Show more than any other guest over the years. Amazing stuff. And quite a day at AmFam Field.
Great stuff.
Yep. We're going to have more Brewer tickets to give away tomorrow, too. In fact, all this week, we've got Brewer tickets to the Phillies game coming up. And yeah. So
I want to kind of
a couple of minutes left.
Continue here. You know, we talked about how NASA is going to get rid of, put on the back burner, climate science, so they can explore space. Again, you know, we don't have the rocket ships to do that, but okay. I just want to get into what NASA is all about. It's it says here NASA's Earth observation satellites aren't optional. They provide weather data the military needs for operations, farmers need for crops, and emergency responders need for disasters. Shutting down climate monitoring could cripple national infrastructure and national security. The 1958 Space Act explicitly mandates NASA study Earth's atmosphere. It's been a core mission for the last 67 years. Earth science is less than 10% of NASA's budget, and the technology directly supports Mars and lunar missions as well. So there you go. Put that on the back burner, huh?
Boy, that's what they want to do.
That's Sean Duffy from Wisconsin. Why are we a participant in this again? Oh, my God, please.
How many jobs does he have now with the administration?
Well, I don't know, but you know what?
He's got NASA.
No,
he's got
no one made a big deal about Sean Duffy not making it over to the railroad disasters. Right? The derailments that went on across Texas, and I can't remember the Missouri or wherever, there were derailments. No one ever said, well, he never showed up like they did to our
Pete Buttigieg. Yeah, right. Yeah, they were all over his case.
He didn't make it there in time.
He didn't make it in time.
Yeah.
But Sean Duffy's done none of that.
He's done none of that, and no one's ever said anything about it. So yeah, it really wasn't a big deal. It was just another gotcha by the right wing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couple of minutes left here. Want to mention again, we're going to be on Pete Schwab's show tonight. We're going to be hosting for Pete. Pete is away on vacation or somewhere.
Do we know
where Pete went?
I have no idea what he's doing. I have no idea where Pete went. Okay. I don't know. Just disappeared.
We'll try to find out.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine.
So tonight we're going to be talking to Tom and Christy. We had them in earlier today on the show. We're going to have them on tonight and talking to them. And also Todd Alba is going to join us to talk about his memories of Bob Uecker and the Brewers and everything else. Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun.
I hope I'm there.
Better be there.
I've got a few other stories, too. We'll be talking, you know, some movie news, Hollywood stuff.
Really?
And some technology.
Some entertainment news? We haven't done that in a long time.
I know.
Nightlight will be the perfect show for that.
I have a stack of stories just waiting to be told.
Okay.
They may be about 8 years old, but hey, what can you do? You finally get to him once.
That's it.
Oh.
Tomorrow, we've got Barry Levinson. He's the curator of the National Mustard Museum. Finally getting him in here.
Yep, out of Middleton.
Yes.
Right down the block from where I live.
Right. Yeah, you've been there many times.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I posed out there. I mean, they have a huge festival outside the building.
I hope he brings samples.
Well, the Wienermobile down there, and you can pose in front of the Wienermobile and the mascot.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait.
It's a hot dog bun.
There we go.
Very good. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is right around the corner next. And join us tonight for Nightlife with Pete Schwab. It'll be us instead of him. We hope you have a great day. So long. Right.
See you later.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.